This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni.
Listen, that guy driving the bus, man. Damn, Spadoni. Damn, he sounds good.
And what's Joe Shasky from 6 to 10 on 95.7 The Game.
Jonathan Kamingo.
Oh, no.
No, I don't even... There's no community crisis update right now. For the love of God, please.
Oh, heck yeah.
Quick, Stanley, I don't want to nitpick because Kamingo... Pick with Kamingo. Oh, God, y'all got me.
Oh, God. When is that saga going to end? Do you think Jonathan Kamingo, you think he'd be down to swim the entirety of the West Coast of America?
If it keeps him from playing for the Warriors, maybe.
Oregon to Mexico. That's what Catherine Breed plans on doing. And she's going to be joining us in the studio in about 11 minutes. Who's Catherine Breed? Oh, well, Cal Berkeley legend, swam there, former Team USA swimmer. So, shout out USA, the red, white, and blue, the stars and stripes, baby. You know I'm all about that. World Cup coming up in about a year, Sammy. Mm-hmm. Actually, less than a year now at Levi Stadium. They'll be hosting one. So, Team USA swimmer, NCAA champion, Catherine Breed.
Pride of Pleasanton.
Pride of Pleasanton, Bay Area native. She's going to be joining us in the studio in about 15 minutes to talk about Swim California. And again, as I mentioned, she plans on swimming the full length of the California coast from Oregon to Mexico. And she'll be the first known attempt and participant to do that attempt in the history of forever. Again, known. There might be people who have done it. I don't know about it. She's telling everyone about it. She's going to do it. She's done. And we just talked to her off air. Great energy. Great personality. I could see why she does this. She seems like a very headstrong person. She's done the English Channel. She's done Lake Tahoe. She's done Monterey Bay. All of those are very cold. Hell, Monterey Bay might be the coldest of all. I swear to God. I grew up there. Pacific Grove, shout out PG, the 831. The coldest water of my lifetime. It's so...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Funny to see all the tourists, much like San Francisco here, that go to the coast, or like Pacifica, right? Shout out to Steven Rizzo on the board, the pride of P-Town. Like, you go there, you get all these tourists. Oh, California, it's LA weather, right? Yeah, I got my Hollister shirts on. California, dude, football shorts.
No, not
shorts.
That part of California.
No, you are freezing your ass off immediately when you get there. You have to wear a sweatshirt, and that's the same thing. And I don't know how she's going to handle the water, the elements. We'll ask her all about it in about 15 minutes. Catherine B. joining us. Can't wait, Sammy.
I'm excited to chat with her too, because I'm looking at again her resume right now and all the accomplishments she's done, and I love when you look at her bio and she talked about how she found her post college niche, which is cold water. Like, why cold water? I want to know that. You want to know how you stay warm? She just loves being in cold water.
They say that the cold water showers are better for you.
I'll take their word for that.
No, I'm just going to say no, they're not. I'm just lying. I don't care. Facts, I'm not going to let them get in the way of a good time. And the hot water only for me.
Yeah, what's the coldest water you've ever jumped into?
Ooh, probably Tahoe. That's really cold. That's snow runoff. I've jumped off the pier in Tahoe City. And it's, very cold
for me. It's,
got the polar bear badge, Boy Scouts.
Yeah, we got there it. I got in Cub Scouting. I didn't do it in Boy Scouts. I had my fill of that.
Okay.
But yeah, no. And we did it in Cub Scouting. We had these camps we go to up in the mountains.
We do that too. And, Pico Blanco used to be called out in Big Sur. We would go.
We had Camp Limlad down in, the Santa Cruz mountains. And that one was simple. The stream was kind of shallow. All you had to do was just submerge yourself in the water at 6 a.m, which, that's doable. And then we got to the Boy Scout camp, which is up in the Sierra Nevadas, Camp Wolfboro. And that has the Stanislaus River go through it, which, much like Lake Tahoe, that is all snowmelt water.
Yeah.
And, that is some of the coldest water I have ever been in. Never did the polar bear in that one because that water is freezing cold in the middle of a 90-degree day.
Hence the polar bear name.
Exactly. So at 6 a.m. up in the mountains, that's a hardcore no for me dog.
Do they call him the polar bear Pete Alonso because he's ice cold at the plate? Like, he's like a cold blooded where he like hits it and it's like, damn, he's so cold with that? Because he doesn't really look like a polar bear. I guess he does. No,
I think it's because he looks like one.
He's big and hairy. I guess
He doesn't really look like a polar bear to me. I guess
as much as any human.
Panda looked like a panda. Well, Pablo Sandoval looked like a panda. That makes sense. The giraffe, I guess, the neck with Brandon.
I mean,
Bell.
Did Jack Nicklaus look like a bear?
I mean, Davis Mills more of a giraffe guy than I guess Brandon Belt. Who'd you say?
Jack Nicklaus, we called him the bear, didn't we? Wasn't that one of his names?
Jack Nicklaus, yeah, he was the golden bear.
The golden bear,
I think because he had the blonde hair, that's why. So, yeah, the more you know, by the way.
But again, we're going to talk to Catherine
feats
soon.
Feats of strength.
The greatest athletic feats you've ever accomplished. And I'd love to hear some callers, maybe our YouTube chat. I don't know about our YouTube chat, but, getting outside and doing athletic feats, that's why I question the YouTube chat. I'd be kind of curious.
In the bedroom feats, I'm sure. That's what they'll try to do.
Well, there we go. So I want to hear some of those feats. No, I don't want to hear those feats. But, yeah, I'm kind of curious. Like, the most impressive athletic feats that you've accomplished, for me, I'll start off. And at least we go beyond the world of, traditional sports here. For me, I think the most impressive athletic thing I've done was, this is summer after eighth grade, so before freshman year of high school, I went to this Boy Scout camp down in New Mexico in the wilderness called Philmont.
Oh.
And we did a 90-mile, 10-day trek through northwest New Mexico. In the middle of summer, and that was a brutal one. And there is one day where we had to get up to this mountain. The big mountain in all of scouting, you're going to laugh at this, is called Mount Baldy, or Baldy Mountain, because, we have, Baldy on our show all the time.
Thank you. Crack.
There you go.
Crack.
Shout out Shark Week. In the hike to get up to that mountain, my goodness, I think we had to go up 3,000-4,000 feet that day, and it was almost it's not straight up because it's switchbacks. Oh my God, there had to be at least 10 switchbacks we had to go up that day. And you're at elevation too. You're going from 3,000 feet to 6,000-7,000 feet to get up this bad boy, to get to the base camp of this mountain. Oh my God, that might have been the most miserable day of hiking I've ever done. And I like hiking a lot. I'm a weirdo that way. But
I like hiking too. I don't like going for miles and miles and miles. Like if I go for a couple miles, I can do that. If I'm going super high elevation, not really my bag. I could do hiking though, which is walking, an incline. I can handle that, Sammy. It's when it starts getting to the running aspect of things, I'm out.
Yeah.
People that run for fun,
those people are weird.
I don't think I'm friends with those people. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm not.
No, keep that energy out of my life. But yeah, no, doing 90 miles in 10 days, and the reason it was 90, we got lost, and so that added some mileage onto it too.
How'd you get lost?
Took the wrong trail. I wasn't holding the map, so I can't take the blame for that.
Is this before phones?
Well, I mean, there were flip phones. This is 2007, so some of
really.
Us had phones.
MapQuest still? Is that what we're using?
Exactly. No, we were still using. I mean, it's voice scouting. You're not supposed to have your phone.
I do like gauging people when I just say MapQuest, and you either know it or
Steven,
you don't.
MapQuest?
Is that the same thing as geocaching?
And there you go. 22-year-old Steven Rizzotto doesn't know what MapQuest is.
You used to print out your map of your destination and have the exits and everything. So, how you have the step-by-step nav, as an option on your iPhones or Androids? That was a printable version, and you'd have to do that before your trip.
So I was way off.
So
then you print the directions
out. Jesus asks of you, Steven.
Your dad gives them to you, and then you panic and don't read off the direction correctly, and that's how that goes. But my greatest athletic feat is being part of a 90-mile trek through the New Mexico wilderness at age 13.
I was once ranked top 10 in Street Fighter 3 when I was gaming online. Probably this is circa 2006.
I wish you were just a top 10 Street Fighter.
This was on Xbox Live, by the way, so I don't know if that's the world rankings, if it counts, but I was...
It only counts as on PlayStation.
I was in the top 10, and I was using Akuma / Ryu was my go-to. Ken occasionally, and I also like to use Dudley as well, for those of you who are into Street Fighter 3.
Dudley Dursley?
There you go.
Right. You say Dudley, I immediately go Dudley Dursley.
No, he was British, though. He was a boxer. That's the character
Big
in Street
D.
Fighter 3. It's great.
Okay.
No, that's my athletic skill.
I really would have hoped you just stopped at, I was a top 10 Street Fighter.
But I was also really good in World of Warcraft as well. I was really deep into Burning Crusade, which was the first expansion, of course. Then you go to the Wrath of the Lich King, of course, Ice Crown Citadel, 25-man heroic
mode. Wow, dude!
I was a Blood Elf rogue at the time, very high into the DPS levels. I was very good there. And we defeated Arthas, the Lich King, as you know, Sam, and we captured the Ice Crown Citadel at one point.
There you go. Well, that's what happens when you don't Leroy Jenkins it, right?
Yes, Leroy Jenkins of Vanilla. That was, I believe, was that Onyxia's Lair, if that was the raid that we were going the down memory lane here? I know Steven
My memory's
a
little
about.
Fuzzy on that, but it might potentially... Are you impressed with me that I know the Leroy Jenkins reference?
I am very impressed. Yeah. Most of the people associate either South Park or the Leroy Jenkins with World of Warcraft, and that's fine either way. I appreciate it.
You know how I learned about Leroy Jenkins?
How?
You know, we have our caller who calls in all the time, Leroy in Oakland.
Oh, that's right. Leroy. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, he's one of our favorite callers.
He is
callers.
One of the more jolly callers, and
he always
puts
a smile on my face. So years ago, he called in, and this is when our old friend Craig Valentino was on the board, and he pulled up the Leroy Jenkins drop, and when Leroy got off, we played the Leroy Jenkins, and that's how I learned about Leroy Jenkins was.
So we're having someone that's going to swim 900 miles, Catherine Breed, join us here in about 7 minutes.
Wait, and, you got nothing else besides a video game?
Well, that's my prowess. I mean, I played golf. I played water polo. I attempted to play them. It wasn't very good.
Ah, okay.
I've walked many a miles. I've done things.
I mean, you are a dad. That's a pretty impressive physical feat, too.
I mean,
of two children.
I'd argue just getting up for this job Monday through Friday. I mean, having like 5 or 4 hours
Ooh,
of sleep. Am I right?
Buddy.
Again, we're talking about
that's
people that actually have like hard labor jobs doing that every day. And I am saying this tongue-in-cheek, by the way. So it does put into perspective, like, legit athletic prowess, what Catherine's attempting to do. Like, I always put up there, when we have, like, the greatest athlete conversations, we always have, you know, Bo Jackson, right? He's probably the poster child of basketball.
He's
not
my
basketball,
pick.
Not basketball. Football and baseball. Hell, he probably could have played basketball. Like, guys like the all around. Deion Sanders, baseball and football. We always go there, right? But I always go to the guys like the Jim Thorpes of the world that literally could do it all. Like, play every single sport at a high level.
Well, it's like the decathlete. You know, that was always kind of the Olympian that we don't celebrate them enough, but those are always the Olympians that impress me the most, where they may not be the best at any of the events, but they're the ones that could definitely excel at all of the events. So, like, those are, like, I always feel like those are your best athletes there in terms just overall athletes was those decathletes.
When you could go into the Olympics, into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, into the College Football Hall of Fame, talking about...
If you're in multiple halls of fames, then...
He was a head coach, Jim Thorpe, at one time, of the Cleveland Tigers of the National Football League. Yeah, the Cleveland Tigers at one point. There, exactly, right? Like, I'm just
going. I can't
believe
they're called some other than the Browns.
Well, there were the Indians of the NFL too, and we don't call them
that
anymore.
Oh, no, don't talk about
that. And speaking of which, he was Native American too, and all that, which there's the irony in and of itself. There, Jim Thorpe, one of the great legit Native American athletes. Is that Jordan Hudson? There you go.
I wonder what her greatest athletic accomplishment is.
Well, it's getting together with Bill Belichick. There you go.
Steven Rizzotto, you're an athlete. What's your greatest athletic accomplishment? Interviews do not count.
Interviews do not count. Well, I played high school baseball 4 years, and I threw a shutout once. And other than that, earlier this year, I walked 21 miles from the San Mateo City Hall to San Francisco City Hall. I was covering an event. I was covering a protest.
Oh, a protest. Look at that.
What was the, can you share what the protest was?
It was something regarding today's policies.
Ah,
but,
yes.
It was,
I hate the policies today.
I was dead at the end of it. So the only thing that kept me going was once we got to the Mission District in San Francisco, I got a street vendor that was selling hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs.
Yeah. Kept me going.
The bacon wrapped hot dogs?
I've come around.
Bacon wrapped hot dogs.
What do you mean come around? They've always been around. They've been crazy.
Well, no, honestly, I didn't trust him for a while, but, you know, I don't know. Street food, man,
I had Shasky yesterday trying to, like, shame me for, like, or trying to shame people that like fried catfish. I was just like, it's a dirty fish. It's disgusting. I was just like, great.
It's a dirty fish.
Any fish could be dirty. Any animal.
Because, you know, salmon are known for cleaning themselves up.
I mean, consider, like, and I get it. Like, there's certain fish, and that's why people, I don't like pigs. That's a disgusting animal, and they're dirty. Actually, pigs, quite frankly, are one of the cleanliest animals. They, you know,
and they taste delicious.
You know why they roll around in mud? It's to cool themselves down. Now, how you treat said animal in a farm setting or a farming of fish setting, I'm just going to tell you a lot about it. But again, as in all things, know where you're getting your food from. It's going to be okay. And I am not here for the fried catfish.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Catfish slander. I am just absolutely not here for that. Now, why are we talking about that? Because I guess, and as we're going to get sports related here in a second, I promise. Klay Thompson and Meg Thee Stallion, one of the power couples, recently here in the pop culture and sports landscape. I think we could all agree on that, correct? Power couple, Meg Thee Stallion,
absolutely.
Klay Thompson.
I'm very much invested in that relationship.
I guess either on Klay's feed or on Meg Thee Stallion's feed, they posted a picture of Meg Thee Stallion and what she likes to cook for Klay Thompson. And apparently it was spaghetti with red sauce with fried catfish on the side.
Honestly,
and people were very offended by that notion.
They thought it was gross.
And as the resident Italian here, I'm here to tell you,
that's kosher.
Totally in on it. All right. You know why? I liken it to a meal that I go to an Italian restaurant. And what do I eat, Steven, before I get my pasta? Some fried calamari. There you go. I get some fried fish, some fried octopus, and I liken it to the same thing. So if I'm eating it right before some fried catfish, get a little lemon slice, squeeze it over there. I'll eat that. Then I could have my pasta after. Now, if you're combining the two, I don't really care. That's fine. People are getting offended by that notion. I'm here to tell you it's 100% okay, and I am not the fun police when it comes to eating in certain combinations. All right? So everyone just get off my back. I'm also the guy that says I could eat like a tuna fish sandwich right now at 9:30 in the morning. But that just is because I've been up for, you know, 5+ hours now. So.
I mean, if Megan Thee Stallion's cooking me dinner, I'm just going to make it.
Thank,
I'm just gonna eat
thank
it.
You. That's right. The voice of reason, please. Like, what are
well,
we doing
but
here?
No, back when you were producing, you were having Doritos.
Yeah, I eat Doritos. Doritos. I eat Flaming Hot Cheetos at 5:45 a.m. I don't care. All right? I don't care how people judge me. Flaming Hot Cheetos, morning, afternoon, night, it does not matter, Steven, all right? 888-957-9570. We're talking feats of strength, by the way. Maybe that is a feat of strength, eating Doritos or Flaming Hot Cheetos at 5:45 a.m. But why are we
it's
talking about
there.
Why are we talking about feats of strength? Well, we're joined right now in studio, courtesy of River Islands, by Catherine Breed. And you're wondering, who is Catherine Breed? Well, just former Team USA swimmer, NCAA champion, and she has announced a plan to swim California in 2026. And Catherine, good morning to you. I appreciate you coming down here. You're a Bay Area native. Tell us a little about yourself, what you plan on doing, and what swim California is.
Yeah, good morning, Joe and Sam. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Glad to have you.
Yeah. So I grew up in Pleasanton, grew up sailing, swimming in the bay. You know, that was where we spent our family weekends. And then I went to UC Berkeley, swam there for 4 years. So a little about me, I guess I would identify as an ultramarathon open water swimmer. It feels like a very niche thing, but I think of myself more as a water woman. I've been doing ultramarathon swimming for 9 years, and that was following graduation from Berkeley. That started with swimming the whole length of Lake Tahoe and breaking a 30-year-old record set by a man. So I was pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then that just started this crazy journey. And I've been quietly thinking about, could I swim the whole coast of California? Like, I love this place. I love this water. And about 2 years ago, I voiced it out loud to a friend, and she was like, you can totally do this, but you need a team to help you. So 2 years ago, we created a team, and we've been planning all the like strategy and the impact we want to make and the storytelling and logistics and sponsorships and donation, all of that behind the scenes, and formally launched it May of this year. And Swim California is a 900-mile swim from Oregon to Mexico. It will be staged, so I'll swim about 5 hours a day. Starting and stopping at the same location. We'll be sleeping on a boat. And the goal is to tell a story of the coastline, the people, places, and problems in our backyard, and just educate people on this coast and our backyard. And so it's a love letter to California, and the goal is to inspire, storytell, and create an impact after, which is a nonprofit I created, Sea Dreamers, to get more women and girls into ocean activities.
Oh, that's so,
that was a lot.
That's incredible. Like, that's an incredible breakdown. It was an incredible breakdown. 900 plus miles, Catherine. Yes. 900 plus miles.
I know. But I think if you think about it, it's like, for me,
I'm having trouble thinking about it.
No, okay. So I've been swimming since I was 4. So for me, swimming is kind of like walking. I actually went on a 7-mile hike the other day, and I was like, oh my God, I hate hiking.
You and I are kind of the opposite, because I love hiking. I was just telling somebody, like, you know, my great athletic feat was a 90-mile hike over 10 days. I love hiking, so I feel like, you know, I could walk along the side of the coast, and you could just swim along. You know?
So if you can think about doing the PCT, like, people do the PCT all the time, and that's
Pacific Coast Trail.
Yep, Pacific Coast Trail. That's Canada to Mexico. That takes 4 months. So basically doing like a through hike in the water.
I think it's a little bit harder to swim at that. Well, so I'm kind of curious. So in your bio, I love how you phrase this. You say that after college, you fell into, and you just said it now, kind of a niche thing. You found your niche. But you describe it as, I want to make sure I'm phrasing it right here. I found my niche. Cold water is how you start off. Cold water, long distances, and a strong sense of community. But you start off with cold water. What is it with cold water that has you, like, because, you know, Spinoni, he hates the cold. He can't fathom how you're going to deal with the cold.
I grew up down in Monterey Bay. If you've grown up in Northern California, all you know is Arctic runoff, and it is cold water here. And so, I just can't swim in.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, for me, like, I went to college in Miami. I got to be around warm water all the time. The concept of just being immersed in cold water all the time does not really resonate with me. So explain to me, for you, how is it you came to love being in the cold water so much?
Oh my gosh. It is interesting. I started with cold water. I don't know if I love it, but I feel very comfortable in it. And I think it's really cool. I'm not going to get into like the science behind it, but your body can adapt. And so it's really interesting how my body can adapt to swim in cold water because of the time I spend in it and the way I train. Yeah, cold is also relative. Like, the bay is 60 right now, and to me, I'm like, oh, 60 feels so warm. I think I love the challenge. I love that I have the opportunity in these swims to see how tough I can be and keep going. But important note for Swim California, I will be wearing a wetsuit for the part. Yes. Because
the first part, so at some point you'll do it without the wetsuit.
Yeah, I don't like wearing wetsuits, but the North Coast is going to be way too cold for me.
Well, so real quick, Sam, I want to get, because you are Catherine Breed. Yeah. Let's let the audience know, former Team USA swimmer, NCAA champion, right here, Cal Berkeley's own. I know I can go for one right now. I'm so hungry. I'm starving. You're probably going to be starving when you're doing this, by the way.
Yeah,
what calories you're burning. Oh my god, to eat on the boat.
Yeah, we're talking all about it.
Right, exactly. It's crazy. Yeah. You have to have a nutritionist or a plan there, right?
Like all
of this. This is a really long thing. Just like if you're right, because you know, when you think of marathons, right, you don't go to swimming. You go to running and endurance and that trail, and that's awesome. And that gets all the love and the fame. And when you think swimming, who do you think first and foremost? I think most people think who? Michael Phelps. You think of the butterfly. Yeah. You think of just Ledecky, relays. Yeah. Exactly. All of that. So I do think this is going to be even more impressive than anything of those. And it's great. Gold medals, all of that withstanding. But a 900-plus mile swim, if I was to say, Catherine, you know, your biggest, and everyone's got fears of this stuff, right? I think of sharks. I'm going to be honest. I think of sharks immediately. Great white shark. Like, we have a lot of them around here. Yeah. Is that something to even be concerned about? I know surfers have to deal with. You're not going to be a surfer. You know, is that something, any fear factor for you? Sharks? Is it just the water itself? Like, some of the concerns when you do something like this.
Yeah, sharks are a very real fear that I have. I'm actually going to be swimming from the Farallon Islands to the Golden Gate Bridge next week. So I'll announce that on my social. But that's very sharky. I have seen two great whites while swimming and then one time surfing. The reality is I'm not shark food, and I don't look like a seal. And the way that they hunt, they're not looking at me and like, oh, that's easy prey, when I'm next to a boat and a kayaker and have a shark shield. So it is scary, but you know, I actually spoke with a woman who paddled the whole West Coast, and she said she shot one shark in her whole time. So they're out there, but that's not really the biggest concern. You know, I think wind, waves, currents, the boat breaking, those are more realistic.
But. Yeah, so you mentioned the currents there, and I want to hear what a shark shield is as well, too. Yeah. So it's going to be a two-parter. Part one is describe the shark shield. Part two is you mentioned the currents there, and we have a host here at our station, Dan Devone. He's also a member of the Dolphin Club. Okay. I don't know if you guys have ever crossed paths. But he's a big time swimmer too. And I'm texting him. I'm like, Dan, like, we got Catherine coming on. Like, what's, you know, she's a long distance swimmer. Do you know who she is? All that stuff. And he told me that, you know, one of the hardest things for him when it comes to swimming is dealing with the currents.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, so I want to ask you, how do you kind of plan out for the currents? Because he told me the story of a friend of his who swam the English Channel, which I believe, have you done? Yeah, so you know how it's done. Like, his friend got caught in a bad current, and over the course of an hour was only able to make it 200 yards, had to get pulled out of the water. So when it comes to planning this trip, how do you factor in the currents here, and how much of a role do those play, along again with my aforementioned shark shield question?
Yeah, I'll start with the shark shields because that's an easy one. So there's two types of shark shields, one that's magnetic, one that's an electric current, and both of them essentially interfere with the shark's navigational systems. Some people might argue it attracts the sharks. I don't know. There's not a ton of data around it, but what it does is you can think of it as a strobe light or like bear spray.
Oh, so, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. It's almost like it emits a pulse, as you're saying. All right.
So
like a sonar thing almost. Okay.
So if the shark wanted to, like if a bear wanted to attack you with bear spray, it could, but it's enough to be like, there's probably easier food around. So that's what the shark shield is.
All right.
Currents are absolutely something to think about. This past Saturday, swam from Rodeo Beach to Sausalito, Barbachi, and we had to plan it on when a flood is. So when water's coming in, the coast is going to have a really nice current from the border all the way to Monterey, and then things get funky. They'll get even weirder when we get to Point Conception, and so we'll have to make some decisions. Do we go way out to sea, or do we hug the shore? Something that's good for me is I'm a very fast swimmer, and so I can swim through currents in ways that other people probably couldn't.
Good.
So that's helpful. You know, speed is helpful, especially when you're, you know, trying to work with Mother Nature.
Absolutely.
No, yeah, totally. And you're going to need support for the people for this, right? Like, this is a long journey that's going to take a long time. You're going, you know, Mexico, Oregon, you're doing the entire West Coast.
Well, not Oregon and Washington.
Okay, exactly. You're right. Okay,
slacker.
Okay, well, that's true.
But only 900 miles.
Only 900 miles, excuse me. So it's California, Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right, now we don't need to go up to the Pacific Northwest anyways. They're dealing with their own crap. But you're going to need support for the people to make this happen, right?
Yeah.
Where do you go to donate and support you, Catherine Breed, in this journey?
Thank you so much for asking that. Yeah, this I do want this to be something that California specifically can own, and anyone that's outdoors or inspired by this can be a part of it. And we need help. Like, that's the reality, is endeavors like this take resources in the form of you know, like a boat or crew, volunteering, places to stay, but also money is always, you know, cash is king. Mm-hmm. And so we are fundraising right now. You can go to either swimcalifornia.com or catherinebreed.com. They both link to the same place. And there's a little Joe Shasky shout out there, but you can donate. The donations are coming in through Sea Dreamers because this is going to be Sea Dreamers' first event. So it is a 501c3, and that's helpful to know. But yeah, we are looking for help. So anyone that's got like a 50-foot sailboat that wants to donate it for 3 to 4 months, give me a call.
8-8-9-5-7-9-5-7-0. If you got a 50-foot sailboat on hand, call in and let us know.
Yeah.
So obviously, again, you said you're doing the Golden Gate Bridge to the Farallones. You've done some other swims, obviously, recently. I assume that's all part of the training process to get ready for this. Kind of walk us through, though, yeah, your whole process for, because you said 2 years ago you hatched this idea, right?
Yeah.
So what's been the training process been like for you since then to get ready for this? And then just out of curiosity, what is your previous high for most miles swam in one go?
Yeah, longest miles I've swam is around 27, 28 miles around Manhattan and Golden Gate Bridge to Half Moon Bay.
This is quite the jump.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. I'm only swimming 5 hours a day. Okay. So that gives me a lot of time
only
for rest.
Sam. Only, yeah, only 5 hours a day. Yeah.
But that's all I have to do. Right. And so I did just swim around Lake Tahoe, did 60 miles in 5 days. So it was a little mini sample of that, and I felt great. So it's a testament to, like, just lifelong training that I was able to maintain that. I forget the second question.
Well, it was, yeah, just more like...
happens to me all the time.
Yeah, just your training process for how you build up your...
Yes.
Well, I guess because so you're at obviously 5 hours a day, then how many miles then do you kind of expect to knock off each day, obviously knowing that currents and fatigue are going to...
Average is going to be 10 miles a day. And so how I'm going to train... You know, I've talked to people who have done four-month-long events like this, and you really have to get your body through the first 2 weeks. So I'm going to be training not to do 4 months because that's too much to think about. I'm going to be training to do 2 weeks very successfully, and then my body will settle into this is our routine, this is the new normal. So just a lot of swimming time in the water. Since Half Moon Bay, I weirdly got bamboozled into doing Ironman stuff, and so this year I'm back with swimming, and I did Tahoe, which went well, and then the Farallon Islands to Golden Gate Bridge next week.
Talking with Catherine Breed right here on the Morning Roast. Who is Catherine Breed? Oh, she's just attempting to swim the entire West Coast, California, to Mexico, 900 plus miles, and you can go ahead and donate in her journey here, catherinebreed.com or swimcalifornia.com as well. Obviously, a Cal legend, I'm saying it on your behalf. You're a Cal legend at this point, NCAA champion and former Team USA swimmer as well. And have you, you know, had any, you know, encouragement from your former Team USA other swimmers or, you know, some of your collegiate athlete friends over at Cal? Has Michael Phelps hit you up yet? That's, we gotta get Michael Phelps out here supporting you.
Cal
alum. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. No, Natalie and I chat on Instagram. There's definitely support from the Cal community. There's a lot of former swimmers at the Olympic Club where I train. And, you know, on the team is my former roommate who rode at Cal. So Cal is actually, I think every person on the Swim California team has a connection by either going to like grad school or undergrad at Cal. And I love it.
That's pretty cool.
Go Bears. Yeah.
Go Bears. Absolutely.
Keep that axe at home in Berkeley. That's what I always say. So when you're swimming out there, it's like you're going to be, like, for the most part, kind of on your own. Obviously, you're going to have a team of people around you to kind of keep you safe. But like, it's just going to be kind of you in the water out there. What are you going to be thinking about when you're going through the water there? Like, when you're doing these long-distance swims for 5 hours a day, what is going to be going through your head? Are you just kind of like, keep swimming?
Yeah, it's not like you can have
Dory, just keep swimming.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep swimming.
You can have the AirPods in, right? Because it's going to be, so you can't listen to music or anything.
Do you have, like, big speakers behind, like Mad Max where the guy's, like, playing the guitar?
Yeah, I should have that. So that is the most commonly asked question I get is, what do you think about in sharks? What do I think about? Honestly, I go into this very cathartic state where I'm very present in the moment. And so I just focus on, you know, one stroke at a time. What's my body feeling like? What do I need? And you kind of black out in a sense. You know, ultra endurance athletes will say that often. So I'm not thinking about much, truthfully.
So it's kind of like almost like a swimmer's high, so to speak.
Maybe, yeah.
And also, they say runner's high. Yeah. Swimmer's high now.
Oh, yeah. I know.
A lot of gratitude. You know, the coast is beautiful, and I'm going to get to see stretches of it that people very rarely get to see. And so just being, you know, grateful that I get to be out there and do this in my life is pretty cool.
I mean, it is the best coast, right? The West Coast is the best coast. Oh, we're putting this on a highlight. I know. Everyone likes their beaches out there, the Jersey Shore, South Beach, Miami.
At the Jersey Shore. Yeah. I got, like, whistled at by a lifeguard every single day. I don't understand the green flag thing. It's so different. Out of them? Like, what?
It's so different growing up on the beaches here on the West Coast than going out there. It's like a way of life over there almost, whereas everyone's just so nonchalant. It really is just two different worlds when you go to the beaches on both coasts. But this is pretty incredible.
Yeah, thank you.
Stick around, because we got this little thing we call the Fast Five. It's our final thoughts of the show. We're going to hit an open, then we'll get our final thoughts. Steven, hit the open.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right, we got Catherine Breed in studio joining us right here. Former Team USA swimmer, NCAA champion at Cal. And she is going to be swimming a 900-plus miles. And it's Sea Dreamers. That's what we're going to raise the awareness for. That's the name, correct?
Yes, Sea Dreamers is a nonprofit. Yeah.
Nonprofit opens the doors for women in ocean-based activities to accomplish big goals. Join a network of empowered individuals and educate on ocean conservation, which is a very big deal. We all grew up here on the coast. We love it. I could not imagine living away from the water. I'm sure you couldn't either.
Totally agree.
So this is a really awesome
thing. It's weird that people do that.
It is. No, well,
imagine living in a landlocked state. What an awful way to live.
I wouldn't even know west, north, east.
I had cousins that came over here from like Oklahoma, and they looked at like the seafood that we had, and was like, I'm not eating.
That's too much catfish.
Like, we go to like a fancy like seafood restaurant. I was like, all the chicken tendies and fries, which I'm not eating on. I'm right there with you. By the way, what are you going to be eating? Oh, during this whole trip, God. That's what I need to know.
I'm asking my mom to make me home cooked meals. Actually,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she has experience with like long sailing and stuff, so they're gonna prepackage some family meals.
Is there a special diet that they want you to? A lot of food.
A lot of food. Like if I could have a cheeseburger every single day.
So it doesn't really matter what, as long as the calories get in you.
No, yeah, it doesn't.
It's not like a carb buildup or anything.
No, I'm not like gluten free. No, like whatever. Just bring it. Yeah,
just everything.
Everything.
So what you're saying is we need In-N-Out Burger to sponsor this immediately.
Oh my gosh!
And they need to be on the boat.
Can you imagine
double doubles
if they like zoomed out on a little boat? Here's your In-N-Out order.
Has a little hat, the paper hat on too.
That would be.
They have like an In-N-Out drive-thru they can like put out on the water for the boat to go through. So what? One thing I want to ask you here is obviously you need a team of people around you to help you. This is partly what you've been doing for the last 2 years. Describe to me what this team looks like. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting together a team.
I know.
What is this team looking like for you right now? And are there more team members that you're still looking for right now?
If someone wants to do content creating for me, that'd be great. Mm. Social media is so hard for me. But right now we
Rizzo.
Have...
Yes, even
there
Rizzo,
we go.
His eyes picked up back there.
We have Lily Becker, who's acting like an attorney, lawyer, oversight. My friend Patrick Horn, brand sponsorships. We're just bringing on an agent. We haven't signed anything, so I don't want to say that out loud yet.
Totally.
We have two people working health and nutrition and just checking in with how I'm feeling. A PR person, a fundraising person, and then we'll have two paid crew on the boat to just help with things, plus the captain. It's a big crew. And there's a production team, too. So that's a whole nother, like, four people. Yeah.
And then who operates the Shark Shield?
Well, it's an on-off switch, so I think anyone
can
do that.
I do want to ask this, and we're joined by Catherine Breed right now in studio. Your teens, you grew up here in the Bay. This is very important now. This is going to make or break
the hardest question we ask you.
This is going to make or break the entire... Yeah, this is going to make or break the entire interview right now, Catherine. Who are your teams? Here, you grew up in Pleasanton now, all right? East Bay... Obviously, Cal's with Sanders. So, anti-Stanford. We get that. That's fine.
No, I one of my best friends is Stanford. Yeah, no, I actually like that rivalry. I think it's very
like
friendly. I don't like USC. Boo.
No, we don't like. No one likes USC here. Well, we have our director of sports, our number two to Matt Nahegans, from a graduate from USC, Lucas Alexander. Yeah. But who are your teams here? You Niners, Warriors? What do we like?
Oh, my gosh. Definitely Warriors for sure. That's hard with like A's or Giants. I think probably the Giants.
Okay.
And then football. I don't really watch football. But I've been to both games, and I've honestly had a great time when Raiders were over in Oakland and 49ers, so pretty agnostic to that.
Okay, fair enough. You just touched all the bases right there and made no one angry.
Yeah.
Very smart move, very political. I expect no less from Cal Berkeley, Sammy.
So there you go. So very. Is there a chance while you're doing that, do you have the starting date set?
We'll be starting probably late June, early July next summer, but I want at least the first 2 days to be good.
Yeah.
We'll probably just look for a nice first 2 days in July. But
Well, that's a good question, because obviously we get the what we dub the Indian summer here in the Northern California, where it's warmer like in October, September area. But is that like more current based when it comes to those months and what you're projecting?
Yeah, it's more of like when I want to finish, because I definitely want to be done before November, because okay. that's when there's going to be more storms and correct. Big swells coming up.
Yeah. Cool. Well, the big reason I asked is because at some point when you're on this journey next year, we got to get you to call in and, yeah. and give a status update.
Oh my
you
gosh.
Know,
I would love that.
Go to Catherine yeah. live from somewhere in the Pacific.
yeah, right?
Parts
yeah.
unknown. Yeah. I love that. Hey, Catherine, thank you so
thank
much.
You
that
guys.
Was amazing so
yeah,
much.
Thank
the,
you.
This whole thing is amazing, and what you're doing to raise awareness. Just to help, you know, young women in swimming, and also just the California coastline. We got to protect this. This is the most beautiful part of the entire globe.
I agree.
We need to do all we do to protect it. CatherineBreed.com. Swim California is the mission. She's going to crush it starting next year, but she needs all the help that she can get right now. So go to CatherineBreed.com or SwimCalifornia.com.
Where can we find you on Instagram, by the way?
Oh,
so you can follow your journey.
Yeah, Catherine.breed.
Catherine.breed. I can remember that.
There you go. And that was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. Evan and Guru next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.